Hello, Megan. Hi, it's Steve Valentine here. But you know that already because this is for you. Hi. So, pardon my voice. It's been a very long day. I wanted to make sure I got this done in time for you. And I've been up and down with work, so it's been a bit crazy. But yeah, talk about like never feeling you're doing enough, right? Where should we start? Well, first of all, I understand you're a fan of Dragon Age, which is awesome because that was the first video game I ever did. Now, you know, like how you were saying how you've got all these things, you've got great life, but you never feel like you're doing enough for your kids, right? And I often feel the same way. I do. I totally relate to that. But somebody once told me, they said, no matter how hard you try, you're going to screw up your kids. And as much as I laughed at that, I thought there is probably an element of truth in there. Anyway, by the way, any advice I give, I'm not a medical professional. Don't listen to me or a word I say. All right. Anyway, so which is pretty much what everyone in my life does, as in not listen to me. So I want to talk to you about the video game because it's kind of appropriate in what we were talking about. I got this call like years ago. I actually auditioned for Dragon Age and didn't get it. And then I got a call saying, we fired the guy who got it. Can you come in on Monday? And I was like, well, I need to prepare. I need to figure out, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to play the part. And they were like, no, that's not how video games work. Video games work in a much different way. So I was like, well, anyway, just come in as you are. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. So I go into the Monday I go in and, I dress up a little bit because it's, my first day, and that's the only day I dressed up because that's the brilliant thing about voiceovers, right? When you're making video games, it doesn't matter what you look like because you're off camera, so it's beautiful. No hair, no makeup, no clothes. It's kind of awesome. So, and they were just like, all right, so here's a stack of papers, and it was about this thick, and it was A4 paper, and there was like 10 lines of dialogue per paper, and they said, give us 3 line readings for each line of dialogue, 3 versions of it, right? Like swooping is bad, or swooping is bad, stuff like that. And they would tell me kind of where the character was coming from, where the character was going. Sometimes they would play pre-recorded tracks. I mean, it was amazing, the organization on this thing. They would say, oh, we've already recorded this line, so let me play you that actor doing that line. We're never in the studio with the actors, ever. The only time I was in the studio with another actor was in when I did Uncharted. Me, Nolan and I were doing a chase scene. But anyway, that's beside the point. Different video game. So what was amazing was that stack of papers, 10 lines per paper, this thick, 4 hours of work. And I must have done 10 to 12 of those sessions, because there's so many lines that even now when I listen to the video game, if I see bits or pieces, I'm like, that sounds like me, but I don't remember saying that. That I just don't remember. Or I'll be like, that sounds like me. I wish I could redo that line and make it better. Or that sounds like me. They must have brought somebody else in to sweeten my voice to dub me, which they didn't, they swear. But anyway. I believe them because just don't know. So it's been an amazing experience, and I love when people love the game and love Alistair because he was such a great character, being kind of the reluctant king. And you can thank me for the six pack because I said to them when we were doing the game, hey, can you make sure that the character has a really hot six pack? So it'll be the only character I've ever played that has a six pack. So you're welcome to that. And, yeah, it was a really great experience, and so I did that in Uncharted like in the same year, and as I said, the rest is history. It's interesting when you're a voice on something and you just have you're in a supermarket or something, and somebody hears you say something, and then you turn around and just go, which just happened to me, and you're just going, my liege, or something, and then every now and then a fan will do a hack of the game, kind of. I've seen those rather naughty hacks that get made and sent, which are kind of awesome, but a bit naughty. Anyway, so listen, I thank you so much for loving the game as much as I do. It was one of my favorite all-time things, really, and it's just so stunningly beautiful. But I know that feeling, you know, you have your kids, you love everything you have, you feel like you're not doing enough for them. Like I was working today, you know, my kid was sick, I had to go pick her up from school, I had to take my boy to martial arts, take him to dinner, get a bite to eat, come back to the house. Like I'm like, is there something that I should be doing? Like kind of, is there more that I can do educational wise? Can I give them advice, you know, like and it's always, there's always more. And I think one of the things I've always kind of thought is I don't know if this will help or is just going to be too trite, but I always think that there's an infinite number of things that we can do for the kids. So therefore, we will never be able to do enough. And we'll never be able to do as much as we want to. So there comes a point where you have to kind of like be, or I find a comfort level with, okay, this is as much as I can give right now. And, you know, I'm like you. I love my kids. They're my world. They changed my world when they came along. So I get it. I get it. Well, you're a wonderful mother. And just don't let them see the dragons until they're older, or the orcs, or the six pack. That's what I would say. Anyway, Megan, and I hope I'm saying that right. That's Megan, not Megan. It's Megan, right? Okay. I'll say Megan too. Megan. Well, Megan. I'm gonna go with Megan. I've got a gut feeling it's Megan. Let me just tell you a couple of my favorite lines because I get asked this all the time. Spoofing is bad. Great. I love that line. That was really well written. I think, have you ever licked a lamppost in winter? Have you ever licked a lamppost in winter? Have you ever licked a lamppost in winter? That's kind of like three versions of that line. Those are my favorites. Those actually, those are the ones that come back at me more and more. So keep up the good work. Your kids are lucky to have such a loving mum and also a cool mum who also plays video games. Yay! Because some people are like, I don't think video games are good. I think this one's great. All the best to you. Much love. Bye.